ज्ञानत मिरांधस ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नुमस्ते तवैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया बिना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम् बिफोर बिगिनिंग माय बृहद भगवतम आई वांट टू क्लियर समथिंग that when I joined MOT and there was no initiation from my Gurudev to me, but yet I was in, I have come from a very high class of Vaishnava, educated and restricted family, family. You should write that. Family. So I, at that time, I have an ego that I am a very high class of Brahmin family, maintaining all the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism. I was not initiated. And the parikrama was there. No deep dham parikrama. So all the devotees were actually initiated. They were kya wo parosh rahe the? Serving prasadam to all. Vaishnava also ordered me that you should serve. You can serve. But for other, it was restricted. If anyone not second initiation, Vaishnavi Diksha, all the Brahma Gayatri to all Gayatris and mantra, they cannot, they were not allowed to serve. They cannot do any worship of devotees. Radha Krishna, Shalagram, Govardhan Shila, nothing they cannot do. It is restricted by all the shastras. So I was serving at that time. And I wanted to go on the same line where our Guruji and all my Siksha Gurus, all the renounced persons and very senior Vaishnava were sitting in that line. But they were telling me not to come in this line, you should go all others. But I wanted to give myself. Then I thought that why they are telling me not to come here? I'm a Brahmin family. And I'm so educated, I'm so learned, I'm so all these things, having all the qualities. Even they have no all the qualities. Why they are telling me? So anyhow, I was very simple. I obeyed them, and all other places I used to serve, but not in that life. I asked them afterward, when parikrama was ended, then I asked that, why you stopped me to serve there, Mahaprasad? They told, they will take you after 2 days when you will be initiated. Then they, then I was initiated on the Purnima day. And then they told that you can now give to your Gurudev, sir, you know, all, everywhere, to all you can. And you can serve personally your Gurudev now. Now no stopping, no restriction. Then I knew, oh, it is etiquette of Vaishnava, etiquette. This is right. If you are not initiated by Gopal Mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Gayatri Mantra, Gaur Mantra, and Mahamantra, and all others, and Kama Gayatri, you are not qualified to serve Shalagram, Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Krishna Kanjugal, Nishinghadev, anyone deity, you are not. If you are doing so, then there are some harms. So much harm. If you are doing, not obeying Shastra, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharat, Adi Bidhing Vina, Ekantik Hari Bhakti Utpatai Reva Kival. If you are doing Ekantik Bhakti, everything, but you are not obeying Shastra, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra Vidhi. Our Diksha is Pancharatra Vidhi. Harinam chanting and Shramanam Kirtanam, it is Bhagavatam Vidhi. Agam Nigam and Puran, Mahapuran. Bhavakti should be according to Bhagavatam. So after taking initiation, you will have to wait. And if you are not waiting for that, and you are worshipping deity, Salagram, Govardhan Shila, Gomti Shila, Radha Krishna Kanjugan, Nrisinghadev, you cannot do properly. Never you cannot do. You will have to come in line and process. Then you are qualified to do. Like, you don't know the mantra of snake bite. And you want to catch a cobra, very poisonous serpent, and you are giving your hands in hole where he lives. What will be there? Snake will bite you and at once you will die. So in Paramartha, Paramartha means, there are some rules and regulations. Those who are expert from beginning, they have been initiated properly and associating with Vaishnavas. Now they know all the established truths. No? And they have come to Madhyam. No? Then they can, if they are following Raganuga Bhakti, they can gallop something, something not galloping. No? They can do anything. They are not in bindings of Shastra. Raganuga Bhakti is not under the guidance of any Shastra or anything. But they are in guidance of qualified devotees, always. They will have to obey some rules and regulations in form. So try to do all these things properly. If you are not knowing the power of fire and you are going to give your hands in fire, what will be the there was a very big Pandit. Big Pandit, you know, very learned scholar of Sanskrit. He used to know Anuswar, Visarga, and all the roots, verbal roots, he used to know grammar, so much grammar, always grammar and grammar. His all bloods were like grammar, very qualified. Once he was going in a jungle, in a very big forest, and there so many lions, tigers, and bears were roaming here and there. At any time they can attack and they can eat you. He was going. Then anyone told him that, "Oh Brahman, learned Brahman, I am doing namaskar to you. Where you are going?" "Oh, I am going to that village on the end of this forest. I will have to go through forest." "Oh, you are going? But you should know there are so many baghras there. Baghra, you know? Tigers. Very ferocious tigers. They can attack you any time." "Oh, you are a foolish person. You are not knowing English grammar." "I know grammar. I know the verbal roots. Byaghra, jigrati iti byaghra. Jigrati means who only can smell doing nothing. Jigrati iti byaghra. Jigra. Jigrati, then byaghra. He will only smell something and he cannot do because the verbal root is here. That is jigrati. He will only smell. "Oh, I am telling you, I am not so learned in grammar, but I know something. You are going, you will have to face something." "Oh, I never care. He will only come and here. Jigra. Only he will listen." When he went, and he saw that very ferocious tiger was attacking him, and he became upset. Then he told that, "Oh, sometimes khadati iti khadati ba. Jigrati khadati ba. Sometimes he jigrasti, meaning smelling, and sometimes it means khadati." "Oh," then he's come, and he at once attacked and that person. So we must know something, ABCD of this practical something of Shastra. You have to try to do everything in Shastra. If you are offering to, you don't know, you are not initiated, then you have nothing, no qualification to utter Vedic mantra. You cannot. And if you are doing, it will be like zero. So we should be initiated first and then you should be qualified. Only initiation will not do. Association of Vaishnava and taking some rules and relaxation, knowing all these things. If you are offering prasadam to Krishna, Radha Krishna conjugal, if you are not initiated, what you are doing? Or if you are initiated even, and you are offering prasadam, you took the plate from Mahaprasadam, that Naivedya called, if it is not offered, then it is Naivedya, Naivedya. And if it is Naivedya is offered, then it is Mahaprasad. So if he is going to offer Naivedya and his Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah, by this mantra he is offered. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya and Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmani Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Nama. This is like this. So this is Vaishnava Pranam. And then you are offering. You are giving that plate there and telling, "Oh Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha," that this regards to Vaishnava, not to Krishna or anyone. and this is not offering mantra. So you should learn all these things first and then keep your hand in snake hole. Otherwise snake will bite. Means it will be some offense. No? You are so hungry. You are telling that, oh devotee, I want to walk. But you are hungry, you want Mahaprasada. Or you are telling, find me. Fine will do. If you are hungry, you should tell that I am hungry. Bring some Mahaprasadam to me. And you are telling that bring a fan. So purpose is not served. So you should try to know all these things by any bona fide Vaishnava, senior Vaishnava, all these things. When you are offering, then Namo Brahman will not do. It is pranam mantra of to whom? To whom it is? Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govindaya cha Govindaya. It is pranam mantra. Are you used to tell in mantra that, oh Krishna, come here. I am offering Mahaprasadam. My Gurudev is offering prasadam to you. And you should kindly, mercifully take this, taste Mahaprasadam. This is the only thing. And if you are giving fan to him, oh, I am fanning you. Please take it. I am giving water. You should take it. Like this, all things. So, we should do all properly without likes, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, Adi, means Bhagavat, Agam, Nigam. And Vaishnava. Educate and then do all these things. If you are not doing anything, that offense is bound to be done. So we should know all these things and do properly. If you are telling anyone, he is coming, I welcome you. Not telling, go from here. You are telling. What he will do? He will come. He will return at once. So we should do all with regulation, rules and regulations. If you are not initiated, you should wait for second initiation. And then after that you should begin your worshipping and all things. No? And if you are not waiting, oh, very beginning you are doing. And why you are not chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? It covers everything, whole archana and everything. And if you want to do archan, then you will have to wait for some time till second diksha. Gopal mantra, Brahma Gayatri, and all other things are there. And do properly anything. You have been admitted in school, but you are always playing cricket, football, volleyball, and everything, not attending in school, not writing ABCD. Not reading, then will you pass? You will fail for 40 years. And you will be old and even in first class. So, we should try to know all these things. But for everyone, all is qualified to do Harinam, whether initiated, non-initiated. Only Shraddha will do there. And if initiation, after initiation, with rules and regulation, this Krishna may give you Vaikuntha, and if properly in the guidance of gopis you are doing chanting Hari name and doing all the activities, then it will give Braj Prema. So everything should be asked in systematic way. Anything to ask in this also? Anything? What? Who? Krishna will not take. The fact is, I am telling truth. I don't want to cheat you.
Huh? Did they have Loka Mantra?
How they will? If they are not initiated from our sky, it will come? Yes, they can do. They are initiated. Second, every at first only one Gopal mantra was used to be given. Nothing else. Nothing. Then he was treated like initiated. But it should be given by Guru. Not by any collecting from books and here and there. Then he is qualified. Yes. Then you can. It has been given because anyone can die at once. So that should be given. But they should properly take Brahma Gayatri. If male from Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, and after that, Gopal Mantra, Krishna Mantra, and Kama Gayatri, Sri Krishna, Pancha Tattva, and Mahamantra. But if, like at first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given initiation by Ishwar Puripad, only Gopal Mantra. Madhvendra Padri, only Gopal Mantra. But now you are not so qualified in these days, so all mantras are given. Anything? But that affection is artificial. It can give, he can give that artificial prema also. If really he is not initiated. Not, it will not be Shraddha. It is Laukiki Shraddha, it will not do for Paramartha. So why he is not accepting Guru? Why? Ho malum hai. Wo janta hai. There is some loop and hole there.
Maybe he has taken hurry now, but there's some time before he takes Gopal Mantra. So then...
If he is taken. If he wants to love and have affection to Krishna, he will, why not he will be taken initiation? Why? Why? Well, he is fearing something, there is loopholes. If you want to be learned, you should go to school and adopt any good teacher. And if you are not adapting that, all your thing is in vain. Are they are not pure devotees? What they are thinking? If they are not have taken initiation, not following rules and regulation, and not initiate association, how they became? Who made them devotee? Only our you took only Harimala Nam Mala from any shop and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not. He is not devotee. When he will take Vishnu mantra? And from that Vishnu mantra, he will worship Vishnu. Here, Vishnu means Krishna, Vishnu, Nrisimha, Ram, Narayan, all. Then he is devotee, otherwise not devotee. He has not given. He cannot sow like this. Never he cannot do. Only he told that who have not taken initiation really, what they should do, how they can do. Oh, you should do like this, Namo Brahmanna Maha, kya? Namo Brahmanna Devaya. Oh, yeah, he should do. He should have very little faith, he should do. Otherwise, he will be discouraged. Discouraged. Because he was not initiated, so he told that, you should do by this. So here, still in your own mind, if anyone not initiated, he cannot enter in cooking room or kitchen room, or he cannot go to Thakur Ghar and never go to Gurudev to observe. They should wait 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. They can wait. And when they are qualified, then they will do. a university does not give any unqualified person a degree. Any bona fide university cannot give a degree to bogus person. But it may be that he has donated so many lakhs and lakhs dollars, and by wrong process they are giving some nowadays. So Gurudev is authority, he is the university, he should go all this quality, then we should. Because if it is not done in proper process, then it will make some offenses. So we should try to know all these processes and go through processes. What harm if we are going to in process? What harm? I want to love Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Then what harm to be in this process? One kirtan. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava daite. Gokula taruni mandala mahite. Gone? Gokula taruni mandala mahite. Radhe jaya jaya Madhava daite. Dararati Vardhana Veshe Harini Suta Vrinda Vipine Se Dararati Shabhanu Dadhi Namasashile Radhe Jaya Jaya Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite Sanakar Sanatana Bharanita Charite Sana kasana tana baranita charite. Radhe jaya jaya. Radhe jaya jaya. When Narada Rishi came to Brahma and he was glorifying Brahma that you are very near and dear to Krishna. Not only near and dear, but you are himself, Vishnu, Brahma, Mahesh, everything. Sometimes you take avatar in this world, like Brahma and Vishnu and Mahesh. But actually, you are the whole master of whole universe. You can give power to Indra, Brihaspati, Parun, Jam, Kuver, and all digpals. who are supporting and nursing whole world. You can give anyone any benediction as you like. You can give them that you should be ajar amar, not dying.
Immortal.
Anyone can get that. All the Vedas coming from your four mouths and having an embodiment,
personified form,
they are doing, glorifying you. You are master of whole universe. But Brahma was so much ashamed and kept his fingers in his ear. Oh, my boy, from beginning I am telling you and I am teaching you, but you are not taking anything. You are very foolish, ignorant. I told you so many times that I am not Krishna, I am not Vishnu. I am only a very small adhikari, servant of Krishna. I am not a pure devotee to Krishna. I have given benediction and power to Indra, and Indra became so, having so much egos. And he disturbed in Vrindavan to you. Sometimes in Dwarka also, when Krishna went to Swarga and he asked Parijat Pushpa, and Parijat tree, and for Sudharma Sabha, Krishna wanted to bring it in Dwarka. But he was quarreling. A big battle was there. But at last Indra was defeated and Krishna carried both to Dwarka. Also in Vrindavan, when Krishna stopped his worshipping, then he tried to demolish all Brajavasis. He wanted to put on death to all Brajavasis. So heavy rain was going and thunderbolts were coming. But Krishna took Govardhan as umbrella and he saved whole Brajavasis. Then he feared and he came with Kamdhenu. Surabhi Gavi. And he wanted to beg for forgiveness. I gave some power to Varun, Kuber. They also did so many against of Krishna. Sometimes Varun Dev, he took Krishna father in Varun Lok and he kept in prison. Sometimes Jam, he took the Guru Patra of Krishna, of Sandipini. Who was he? Madhumangal was he. When Madhumangal was in Braja, playing with Krishna, after Krishna came to Mathura and he went to his father. And in the meantime, he went to take bath in sea, and thus he was taken by Jam there. Then Krishna, the Guru Patni told, wife of Guru told that, I want some benediction. What you want? I want the Dakshina that you should return my boy, my son. Then Krishna went to Jamlok. Here and there he searched, but he was not found it. Then he came to Jamlok and then he told that, where is that boy bring? Then Krishna came to Mahakalpuram. And there he called. And he took that Guru Patra and he gave to Sandipani. So he also disturbed. Brahma told that sometimes I also, like ignorant, I did so many bad things. I stole away the cows and cow friends, cowherd boys, and disturbed Krishna. And that is why I am not going to Vrindavan again. I fear that I will do something which is against the service of Krishna. So I fear. Krishna, doing his pastimes in so way that all can some doubt in Krishna that, where he is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself or not. And they may do something wrong. If Yashoda Maya is chastising Krishna, then I will be bewildered. Then I will think that Krishna is playing a role of that thing, or he is actually fearing, he is not himself Supreme Personality of Krishna. So I never go to there in Vrindavan. Very careful. I have given benediction to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and they were doing so much against Prahlad Maharaj. I gave some benediction to Raman that you will be so powerful. They wanted to be Ajar Amar, immortal. But he gave benediction with some hole. You will not be killed by any monkeys or any man on anything created by me. Ram was not created by him. So he was at last killed. So now I am very careful. Don't tell me that thing. If you want to see any devotee very near and dear to Krishna, then you can go to Shankar. He's always observed in Krishna Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan, always dancing, weeping with tears, hair standing with Ashtasattvik Bhav. Sometimes so many contradicted things we can see in Shankar. Brahma is telling. Why he takes the heads of
skull,
a garland of a skull? Sometimes he takes the ashes from
crematorium.
Why he takes snakes so poisonous? Aak pata means lips of a very poisonous plant. If it will go in heart or in eyes, we will be at once blind and we will die. Dhattura, poisonous plant. So why always naked like this? Because he is always absorbed in Krishna Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. He is taking all the skulls and the dust, the ashes of crematorium. Because he tells us that this physical body will die burnt, and it will be ashes. Or if it not burnt, then what will be? Like a stool of any animal or birds, because they will take the flesh of that person. And if it is given in burial ground, then so many insects will come from his body. So this is the last stage of this body. So he is taking these hoddy, bones and skulls. Why is taking serpents? They are very poisonous. Because he is Ishtadevi, he is Mahashankarsan. In Seshnag, in the embodiment of Seshnag. So to show honor for Seshnag, he is taking this. But why Chandra? Why Chandra? Moon? Because he is the forefather of Krishna. He takes. Like this. Why he take? He is naked, but very beautiful wife, like Uma or Sati. Why? He can digest. Contradictory thing also. We cannot. Same thing for him. To be naked or be with be Uma. He has nothing, lust or anything. If lakhs and lakhs Uma comes, no difference will come, no less lust can come in him, because he is always full of Krishna prema. But we cannot tolerate. We cannot digest all these things. Even a little, very beautiful lady coming naked, we cannot check. So to show all these things, Shankari too. But Shankari is very bona fide Vaishnava Anang Jatha Sambho. Brahma is telling that, Shiva and Krishna are same. So we should not have any differentiate in Shiva name and Krishna name. Both are same. Sometimes he becomes Krishna, sometimes he becomes Shiva. He is glorifying. Knowing him that Krishna is not Shiva or Shiva is not Krishna. But yet, some are have doubts like this. But we have no doubt. Because we will hear from the mouth of himself Shiva that I am not Krishna. So we should learn all the teachings Vaishnava Siddhanta by them. These are like a question. What Brahma is telling to for Shankar, it is like a question. And all questions will be answered by himself, Shiva. Then some prashna, questions will come for Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj will also answer like this. And we should try to follow as our stage is, according to our stage. Thus we can recognize who is Vaishnava, who is some superior, who is some less, who is Uttamadhikari, by all these things. We can decide. And properly respect and give some honor to all kinds of Vaishnava. Otherwise we cannot do anything. Then you can think that Uttamadhikari Vaishnava, you can think, this is very bogus person, not a devotee. And a bogus devotee, artificially having so mota-mota tilak, thick tilak, and so big. Very big. 1 kilo one. And he will take a mala tulsi, no? Very big. It may come to 1 mile. No? And all, he is pure devotee, because he has so much big mala. He tilak is so. And when he comes to walk, then Hare Krishna, if there are so many numbers of devotees, he will speak. And he will dance if there are so many devotees. And if there is none, he will keep his mala and he will sleep. So, artificial dishes. So we should try to know all these things. If you are knowing Vaishnava, he is Vaishnava but not proper and respecting, it is offense. And if he is a bad person, not devotee, and you are respecting him, then it is also offense for bhakti. Understand? Because you are upahas, doing upahas. To Bhakti Devi. Bhakti knowing everything. Anywhere it is written that if anyone did a tilak to the forehead of donkey and all were doing pranam to that. All are donkey. Because they don't know. The difference between donkey and devotee. They are also donkey. So we should know all these things properly. So, at once Brahma, Narad, did pranam to Brahma and went to Shivlok. When he went there, what he saw? He was worshipping his Ishtadev, Mahasankarsan, and chanting Ram, 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 or Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, or Hare Krishna, this, but chanting Ram. And chanting his name, and worshipping him in by that Ram mantra. But Ram is that Sankarsan Ram. So, he was now jumping with his damaru and Uma Devi was clapping. Ganesh, Kartik, the sons, all were so happy. They were also helping him in kirtan and dancing. When Narad came and saw that he is doing Ram Ram, worshipping him and dancing, then he began to tell, glorify. Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, like this. When Shankar heard this, Shiva Krishna, Shiva Krishna, oh, you are sometimes Shiva, sometimes Krishna. Then he became furious and he became angry. You don't know that I am not Krishna? I am even not qualified to serve Vaishnavas. I am not qualified for this. Even a devotee living in this world, having initiation, Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra and all other Vishnu mantra. And if he is initiated, then he becomes pure devotees and this body becomes like transcendental. Diksha kare bhakta ka kare atma samarpan. Sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sama. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamaye. Sei dehe sei Krishner bhaja. Gradually by doing so, a bhakt will be qualified if he is initiated by perfect any guru. Then practicing bhakti yoga, he will have nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. Right? And when bhav will come gradually, this body will go and nitya siddha, siddha deha will come. And that siddha deha is transcendental. Now it is covered with this physical body. But we have that thing. But it will come by the help of Swarup Shakti, by bhakti. Because Siddha Deh and all the things, devotion is the sar mane, essence of Hladini and Sambhi. So then this Siddha Deha will come. And at that time, his body is transcendental. So, at the time of Diksha also, properly Diksha is given to him and he is taken properly in process. And he does Atmanivedan at that time. So we should think that he is my Gurudev or that devotee is transcendental. If that person is using anything, it also transcendental life. Like our Gurudev is transcendental. His sandal is also wooden. It was in market, I brought it by paying something, and Gurudev was using. Then we cannot use that sandal. It becomes transcendental. We should serve that sandal like Gurudev. If any Vaishnava like this, Shiksha Guru, or any Vaishnava, anything of him, is like transcendental. His remnant is also transcendental. How it became transcendental? A fruit, there was in market, fruit that, in market, I bought. Understand? I took it from market and I cut it in pieces and offered to Krishna. How that fruit from market and it become transcendental by offering? Yes, by mantra. Krishna will accept it and it will be transcendental. Then its effect will be so high that it can give Krishna prem. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnave, Swalpa Punyavatang Rajan, Vishwaso Naiva Jayate. So all are transcendental. So we should know all these things and try to proper respect them. So Shankar, Narada is glorifying and he became angry. Oh, why you are doing so? I don't want to hear. Then Narada became shameful. He knew all these facts, but he wanted to hear something from Shiva. So he began to, I have done wrong, Prabhu. But Prabhu, I have some doubt. You know all the tattva, sarva tattva of Krishna and devotee and bhakti. You know all this. So in Shastra it has been written, don't see bhed in Krishna name and Shiva name. Harihara, ekatma. It has been also written. O Thakur, you can give salvation, mukti, and also you and your wife, Uma, can give bhakti, prema bhakti. How? Sanatana Goswami has written. What? Vrindavanamani pate jaiso mamaole shanak shanandana sanatana naradejya gopiswara bhajabilasi jugangri padme prema prayachya nirupadhi namo namaste. You can give prem, nirupadhi. Nirupadhi means without upadhi, suddha prem of braja you can give. And Raghunath Das Goswami has written in his prayers that Gopi wanted Krishna prema and he gave them. That is why he is Gopishwar. Krishna, Shankar worships Gopis. So, Gopis are Ishwar of Shankar. Or he can give Gopi prema to any pure devotees that he may be Gopi afterward. So, Shankar Tattva is so delicate. What?
Complicated.
But we will have to know all these things. So he was telling, why he has taken Ganga? Because it is Charanamrita of Krishna. Krishna means Vamandeva. Krishna can forgive the offenses to him and to his name. But he cannot forgive anyone doing aparad, offense to any Vaishnava or Shiva. Devil. What I told?
So if someone commits an offense to Krishna, with his name, Krishna can forgive that. But if someone commits an offense to his devotee, to Shiva, Krishna will not forgive that.
Yes. So we should be very careful. Why he has taken Trishul? Trigun.
Trident.
Why he has taken? There are Sattarogun, Tamgun, Rajogun. If anyone is not worshipping Krishna, then he will attack by that. Not by that weapon, but by very dangerous weapons. What? Sat, Raj, Tam. He will bind by this for always and burn him for always. Burning. All the problems due to this, we are not serving Krishna. We are not chanting Krishna. We are not doing the Vaishnava service practically in process. That is why this comes. From Damaru, everything has come. All the sounds, Omkar also, and all. To attract anyone, if boys are weeping in room, and anyone on the street doing like this, oh, what is this? All will be attracted. To attract all that, oh, you should all chant Krishna and remember Krishna. All this. And if you are not doing, then I will punish by this. Then Shankara at once became angry and, oh boy, you are ignorant. I told you that I am not Krishna, but you are telling me. Then Narada began to do like this. Prabhu, you are knowing all the tatsa. So I want to know something. He told that, really, I am not near and dear and so much very favorable to Krishna. You know, that I gave benediction to Raman. Raman once, he was sacrificing his head, cutting his head in fire. He gave first time. Oh, I became so happy. And I gave benediction. Anyone who will take your, cut your head, again head will come. And I gave him 10 heads. Why? Why? I cheated him. I do. That very soon he is offending whole world and creating nonsense in whole world. So he should do quickly something that Krishna may come, Ram may come and punish him. For quickly. Once he was taking the Himalaya mountain, Kailash, on his head. Shankar said, oh, he is a very bad person. He wants to disturb me. So he, what? Pressed down. And Ravana was weeping so much. Save me. He was under that mountain. And he was weeping, so his name became Rudanatha Ravana. Because he was crying bitterly, weeping, so his name became like Ravana. So, Shankara is telling now that I get benediction, and by that power he became so in ego, and he took away Sita Devi. So I am now in repentance. I have done wrong. I gave some benediction to Bhasmasur, that Brikasur, there was a demon. He wanted to be very qualified, very powerful, like Brahma. So he was doing very kathor tapasya.
Severe austerities.
Severe austerities. Then Shankara at once came and told, what you want? He saw that Shankara has come with his wife Uma Devi. And Uma Devi was like 16 years old, very beautiful young lady. Some water came from his tongue, and he now forget everything, and he wanted anyhow to make Uma his wife. So he thought a plan. And he told to Shankara, I want that to anybody I will touch from my this palm, he should die at once, burn to ashes, his head should go away. Yes, it will be. Tathastu. And what you are wanting, I am giving you. Then he stepped forward, came, and he wanted to touch this to Shankara. Shankara began to run away from there. And he was going back, pursuing. Shankara became so worried. Where he went? In Tridoki, in all Brahman, he followed him. He forget his langoti also and serpents because we are running quickly and seeing that demon is coming, following him. He also forget his trishul. And he began to do, oh Vishnu, 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 save me, save me. Then Krishna came in the shape of a very little boy and told, Shankara, what problem is? Oh, what to tell? I have given an injection to this demon and demon wants to touch his form to me. Oh, you should go away. I am taking care. When that demon came and he was breathing so much because he was also running, Vishnu told him that, Brikasur, why you are so worried and you are taking so much great breathing? He told that, have you seen Shankara? And if you have seen Shankara, then let me know that where he went. Yeah, what is the problem? Tell me. I will serve that. I will what?
Help you.
Help you.
Solve
your problem. He told that he has given benediction. So he went to test whether that benediction is true or false. Oh, my dear, why? But this is the problem, not problem. You can take your palm to here and you will see that nothing is done. Shankara is always telling lie. He takes something wish, poison, and he is out of sense, he can tell anything. So don't believe in his words. And you can see here. And at once he gives his maya, Mahamaya, to that demon. And Mahamaya at once went in his mind. Oh yes, very simple thing I should touch. Why not? This boy is telling like this, that you should test yourself. So when he touched his hand here, and he burned to ashes. So, He is telling that I have given some problem for Vishnu. I also went in Varnavat to Banasur, where that Banasur has captured Aniruddha in his jail and prison. And then Krishna attacked him with whole force. Then he remembered Shankar, "Oh Shankar, save me." Krishna has come with soldiers and generals. Krishna came with Bhut, Pisach, Baital and all others. Understand? Bhut, Pisach? Three-legged person, stomach so big and legs so thin, head like so big, 1 mile in breadth, and stomach very little, teeth so long, and so ugly, and all these things. And legs, both Pisach, Baital, all came. And Shankar began to fight from the Banasur. He became in the party of and actually the fighting was going without in Shankar and Krishna. And Krishna defeated Shankar. And he began to cut all the arms of Sahasrara. Banasur has lakhs and lakhs hands. Then Shankar told, "Oh, save my this devotee. I am praying only to you." Then Krishna became happy. And he kept only 4 hands here. And told that, "Now you are purified, you should serve Shankar. But don't do anything for Vaishnavas. Don't make any offense for Vaishnava. Otherwise I will cut your head and all hands." Now he became a devotee. So Shankar is telling that I have made so many problems. So, really, I am not. Why he is telling all these things? He is telling that I have not served Krishna any. But Krishna has served me and he has cheated me. Why? Why he has done? He has done for that you should have honor to for any Vaishnava. Shankar is Vaishnava. One Shankar made a hard, very austerities, severe austerities. No? And he asked from Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, I want that my puja should be superior than your puja. Understand? My worship should be more superior than yours. Your." Krishna became so happy. And goes, "Yes, tathastu." That is why Shankar has told, "Ya Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataratam devi." Aradhananam sarveshang Vishnu aradhanam param. All kinds of aradhana, Vishnu aradhana is highest. But even there is some highest than Vishnu aradhana. What is that? The aradhana of devotees. So Shankar is devotee. Your aradhana will be more. If any is my devotee, and anyone is devotee's devotee, then I will have to have more prem for devotion, love and affection for that. So Shankar is also very tricky, because he is the disciple of tricky of Krishna. So he is telling like those. "We should know all these things and then we should decide the intrinsic swarup, nature of any devotee. Then we can do all this properly." Okay, Shankar is now telling. that if you want to know the pure devotees, then I can tell you. He is Prahlad. When Nrisimhadeva was killing, he was not punishing that Hiranyakashipu, and he took the Nadi Ghuri. Of Hiranyakashipu and took in his got like a garland, and he became so furious that his all hairs were standing jata, and it was like flame coming and it will burn the whole world. Shankar Vishnu, Shankar Brahma and all were worried for this. But they cannot go to Shankar at that time to Nrisimhadeva. And they told that, Prahlad, you can satisfy, pacify your Prabhu, your father. Prahlad, running very quickly, he went and jumped up and came in the laps of Vishnu. At once, Nrisimhadeva was pacified, as if there was a very big fire, flames were coming, but you get so much water on that, and it was subsided, like Nrisimhadeva was subsided. He began to weep, Prahlad, I could not come in time. Jesus, but forgive me for that. I want that you should have any benediction. Prahlad Maharaj told, I'm not a business person to take and give. So if there is anything anyabhilash in my heart, you should at once take, so that I may be pure. Not a business person. He told that even you have nothing, but you should take any benediction. He told that then you should forgive my father because he has given so many things. So you should. So it has been done. Because if there is any my pure devotee, his forefathers up to 21 dynasty generation they are liberated. So your father has been. Then he told that, again, you should take any benefits. Then he told that, I want to take all the offenses of all the worldly persons. And I want to suffer for these, taking birth and dying for all. And if I have done anything good, then they should be related and they should be given for me. Then Nrisimhadeva told, oh, anyone will chant your name and they will tell to others this pastimes of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad, they will be liberated and they will have bhakti. So don't be worried. So Prahlad Maharaj is very bona fide and he has, Krishna came himself to protect him in the shape of Nrisimhadeva. And after that he continued to glorify Prahlad Maharaj. I will glorify tomorrow in our course. Gaur Premanande. We should try to take the teachings of all these things and then you should decide yourself whether I am bona fide devotee or not. And quickly you will know all these things. Kirtan? Kirtan, Kirtan? Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol.
Ram 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 Ram